Metroplex, only in Emporia.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 10th of November, Veterans Day Eve, as we know it around here. It is 8:53. Pleased to be joined now by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director of the Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good. And how might you be?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Well, Veterans Day tomorrow, November 11th, and will there be any parade viewing going on at the History Center?
We will be having parade viewing here at the beautiful downtown Emporia History Center. We did not do it last year because of COVID, but this year we are going to do that again. So if you want to watch the parade from the inside of our beautiful building and looks out over Commercial, then you're certainly welcome to come on down and do that very thing.
All right, there's an open invitation from Greg Jordan himself, and it is a great view, by the way, too, Greg. I mean, you can't beat that.
It's a million-dollar view, so come on down and take advantage of it.
All right, and boy, I've noticed in driving by on a couple of occasions about your veterans display in your front window. Tell us about that.
So what we've done the last several years now is we put collect photographs of area veterans, and we put them in our front window for this time of year for Veterans Day. So, yeah, it's something that's ongoing and will continue to go. So if you have a photo of a veteran that you would like to share with us, bring it on down to the History Center. And if it won't be included this year, it certainly will be included in the future. These photos will be up through Saturday. And so come by and check that out, or drop off a photo of your veteran, and we'll use that for the future.
All right, and coming soon, in fact, this weekend, you do have a book launching going on, I understand.
We have a book launch this Saturday. Cheryl Unruh, who happens to be a close personal friend and an excellent author, her latest book, Grave Digger's Daughter, Vignettes from a Small Kansas Town, will be debuting here at the Lyon County History Center on Saturday, November 13th. At 1 o'clock on the third floor of the History Center. So come on down, listen to Cheryl talk about her book, and then she will be available for book signing afterwards. So it's a great, I've read some snippets, and the book is really good, really good. Cheryl is an excellent author, yeah. So come down and check that out.
Yeah, she does great work. Cheryl Unruh, Grave Digger's Daughter, book launch tomorrow at the Lyon County History Center, 1 p.m. You're not done with the books, though, are you, this month?
We are not done with the book launch. The following Saturday, November 20th at 1 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center, the William Allen White Community Partnership is having a book launch. Artery, Inc., William Allen White, A Kansas Legacy, Volume 1, is a creative work by several Kansas authors in support of the William Allen White Community Partnership. And all the money raised by that will go to help with the partnership and the care and upkeep of the William Allen White home, Red Rocks. So it is a state historical site, but the funding from that comes local. And so please come by on November 20th, check out that new book.
Save the date.
And that will, of course, help with them.
November 20th, 1 p.m. I have to ask, because I have been wondering, unfortunately I was unable to make this, but the Flint Hills Paranormal Investigation Team, they conducted an investigation last Saturday, Greg. What happened? Did they find anything?
Well, there was activity, shall we say, here in this building. They found several incidents of activity. So this is going to require a follow-up visit, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, it was quite interesting, the amount of activity they found. I don't know if they found Eddie the shoe salesman. Others have seen Eddie wandering about, but it's very interesting, their procedure that they go through and all the equipment that they use. And there is definitely some energy in the building that requires some further investigation.
So there may be more energy than just the Greg Jordan positive vibes that we feel when we head into the Lyon County History Center.
That is exactly right, Rob.
So a follow-up. So stay tuned for the date and time on that.
Stay tuned. Yes, exactly.
All right. And what about the quilt blocks going on there?
So the quilt blocks, which, of course, is all over town, we have two on the front of our building facing commercial. We have one on the back of the building facing the parking lot here on the west side of the building. And then we also have one on the Howe House Barn. So these are Rose Kretzinger quilt pattern designs that are all in the collection of the Spencer Museum up at KU. We have got permission from them to reproduce them and place them around town. So it's the Emporia Main Street. It's Humanities Kansas. It's a variety, the Kretzinger family, it's a variety of groups involved in this, but they're placed all over town, and they're beautiful work.
Yeah.
So come by and check that out.
Pretty, pretty awesome work done right there on those quilts. And what about the walking pass out there at the Howe House?
So the walking pass down at the Howe House, the half-mile trail, it's open 365, so please come down and check that out. The opening to the trail is directly behind the house. As the regular grass meets the native grass, that's where the opening is. So come down, check that out, walk around. We are in the process still of identifying the plant species that are out in that area. Again, half-mile trail. So come down and check that out. Open 365 days a year.
All right. And, of course, get your membership to the Lyon County History Center, Greg. How can we do that?
Memberships are always available. Come down here to the Lyon County History Center. 7-Eleven commercial and fill out a form, or you can also go online to explorelyoncounty.org and get a membership information there. So come down, check us out, and become a member.
You know, that would make a great holiday gift, wouldn't it?
It's an excellent holiday gift, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah. Make a gift of history to your loved ones.
Well put. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you much. Have a great day.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director of the Lyon County History Center, with his biweekly update here. KVOE, it's 8:59. Shop Emporia first. Invest in our hometown.